Welcome everybody to the 7th episode of the Bay Area Sports Talk Show podcast. I am your host, Cody Reeks, and it is right now Friday, February 22nd. And, you know, I haven't been on here in a while. I've taken a little short break. Like I said, I try to do these podcast shows in silence where you guys can hear me and not hear anything in the background. So today was the only day I could do it. And I figured I was going to do it yesterday, but I said, I might as well do it today. So that way I could do a couple of game previews, some recaps, and there was some major news going on. So what we have on schedule today is for, we have some Warrior news and some Shark news that was going on yesterday. We have a couple game recaps for the San Jose Sharks. And we only have one game recap, my bad. We have a couple game recaps for the Warriors. And then we're going to go into some game previews for tonight's games for the Sharks and the Warriors. So let's get started with the news of the day. Yesterday, as we all know, was the trading deadline for the NBA. And, there's some speculation that, IQ fee players in the NBA were going to go Josh Smith. But then after a while, Jordan Crawford went to Boston, and Redick went to I forget where Redick went, but the Warriors made some moves that I thought were pretty good moves, just team wise. And we're getting to that right now. The Warriors traded Jenkins and Jeremy Tyler for both of them for second round draft picks. And people were like, my dad, who doesn't really watch basketball, they were wondering and saying, why are they doing these trades, basically. I'm like, well, because they're doing it again under the tax, they're under the salary cap, and I thought it was a good idea to do that, because Blazemore already passed, really, Jeremy Tyler, or Jenkins, really, both of them, really, in the depth chart, really. And Jenkins and Tyler barely played, and you're trying to save some money with the tax and everything. So they traded Jenkins to Philly and Tyler to ADL, and it was all right move. It wasn't like we traded freaking Stephen Curry and Harrison Barnes for Paul Gasol or something like that. We didn't make some stupid moves like that. We actually kept the teams together and everything. And the rumors became false, and Klay Thompson was on the trading block. There was rumors that he might be traded to New Orleans for Eric Gordon. But that trading obviously didn't go down. And we'll get into more of that later with the game recap of the Warriors and the Phoenix Suns, of probably why Klay Thompson didn't get traded. So, and then also too, in NHL-wise, the Sharks are facing tonight, Friday, against the Chicago Blackhawks, who are going for it to set a new record of most points scored consistently. And the Blackhawks released saying that they were going to send out Emre to face against the San Jose Sharks once again. Last Friday we faced them, and they said Hossa might come back. He is right now, as of right now, they said he was on the ice for practice, and he is questionable. But Crawford right now is doubtful, so Hossa might come back. He might be playing tonight's game against San Jose Sharks. And if you haven't seen the play where he got cheap shot in the back of the head, I forget who they were playing, but it's just sort of to have like a little concussion or whatever. And that's where people are wondering if Hossa would be coming against the San Jose Sharks, and he will be. So we started off with the San Jose Sharks in game recaps. The Sharks faced the St. Louis Blues Tuesday night. That's how I remember. It's been so long since I did a podcast. I was like, wait, what day did they face them? The San Jose Sharks faced the St. Louis Blues on Tuesday night in St. Louis. This is the first time that the Sharks and St. Louis faced off since the first round of the playoffs. And going in there, I predicted that not Allen, but what's his name? I totally forget what his name was. Do I still have it on paper? I'm sorry. Nope, do not have it on paper. I actually predicted the backup goalie to be starting against the Sharks because of the back-to-back games that St. Louis is facing against Colorado. But they sent out Allen, and Allen was going looking to go 4-0 career as the night was going in, and he was going against Niemi, and Niemi's been good. He's been the if anyone's the MVP of this team right now at this point of the season, it's Niemi, because Niemi, all these goals that are going against them in the past have not been Niemi's fault, and it's proven to that. It's just the defense. It's just the defense on there. The offense hasn't been there in a long time, and so let's get into this. The first period, there was St. Louis and San Jose tied with two penalties. Both obviously all of them were killed. Shots on goal were 12-9. St. Louis is had the advantage, but the Blues came in with 7:06 left in the game. The Blues came out and Berglund scored his 9th goal of the season with a 1-0 shot, making the score 1-0, St. Louis winning. And you're sitting there, and I'm sitting there in my seat. I was thinking this. I was hoping everyone else was saying this. Saying, here we go again. We're going to go for 8 straight losses. This is going to be ridiculous. But second period started, and 5 minutes into the game, thank you, God, Joe Thornton comes up with the puck was bouncing a little bit right in front of Allen, and Thornton got the lucky goal and made it a 1-1 tie game. That was his 4th goal of the season. Thornton's been contributing a lot, but the kid I'm seeing playing right now, I'll mention him later in the game, he's been standing out. Everyone in the NHL is noticing it, or whoever's watching the Sharks is noticing it, and I'll get back to him later. Penalties went 1-2. San Jose had 2 penalties, but the score was 1-1, and the shots on goal was still St. Louis 21 and San Jose 16. They are still having the most shots between both teams. And as we get into the third period, 7:02 left in the game, and this is the kid I was talking about. Tim Kennedy scored his 2nd goal of the season, making it a 2-1 game and ending the game for the Sharks, giving the Sharks their first win in February, and the first game in the past 5 games to score 2 or more goals. And I like this Tim Kennedy kid. He just seems like every time he's on the ice, he's fast, he has the speed, and also, too, he has the stick to bring along to shoot the shoot. And I think bringing him up was a good choice, and he's helping this team along. And don't be shocked that tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks, that Tim Kennedy will be an outstanding part of the Sharks, and if they do beat the Chicago Blackhawks. I said that last time about Brent Burns and against the Ducks, I think, whenever his first game was back, and they lost. So I'm not making that prediction again, but let's keep it like this. Give the first Sharks their first win in February and ending the 7-game drought that they're having. And so that's one side of the bay that won and ended the losing streak. There's still another team out there that has been having a losing streak and played the same exact day, I believe. 2019, 2018. Yeah. Tuesday. Played Tuesday, the same night, and they were looking to end their losing streak, too. The Golden State Warriors played, we're obviously talking about the team called the Golden State Warriors. We're not talking about any other team. But the Warriors faced against the Utah Jazz, and it was a key game. I listed it as the key game for the Warriors so far this season. But at this point, every game was a key game trying to get off this losing streak. But it was a key game because the Warriors were on the brink. If they lost, they were on the brink of being tied for 7th and against the Utah Jazz. And the final score, I'll get to the final score later. But Before this game started, most of Utah's players were being on the rumor list for being traded, like Millsap and Jefferson. And so far, I've seen this pattern so far in all the games that the Warriors lost in the past 5 games, that the other team just seems to dominate them in every quarter except for one, and that will be the second quarter, and that usually leads the other team to victory. The Warriors only dominated the second quarter, going 34-32. But the Jazz came up in the first, third, and the fourth quarter, going 26-19 in the first, 29-26 in the third, and 28-22 in the fourth. So outscoring the Warriors out there a lot. And I've seen that, and that's usually the case of why the Warriors lose. It's just they can't score in the first period, they can't score in the fourth period. And the defense, honestly, the defense wasn't there against the Utah Jazz. They weren't there for this key game, and I was part of the missing piece of why the Warriors lost today, lost that game. And just to mention, the Warriors lost 101 to 115. So you have that. They lost for 6 straight. Curry, on the other hand, had a very good game, led with 29 points. David Lee wasn't really there defensively, and it was just weird. It was just like defense was just not there from what I was seeing on the highlights and everything. But I would admit, though, when Curry dropped the three, we're making it 66-65, I remember this. It seemed like the Warriors were stepping up and had the momentum to score and keep this game going the way it is and win the game and end the drought. But then somehow something sparked in Utah. I don't know if it was Hayward or something, but something sparked them and they ended up winning the game. And they ended up being the clutch team. So the Warriors were on a 6-game losing streak after that game. But here is the happy news. The Warriors finally won their first game in 6 games. And it was a great win too, because not only did they did it at home, they did it against a team that you're supposed to defeat in your division. That's the Phoenix Suns. If you're as good as the Warriors as you say you are, you are supposed to beat the Phoenix Suns, and they did that. They stepped up, and they said, we're not going to take this. And I think there was a couple of key contributors on this team that set this game that let the Warriors win 108-98. And in this game, all 4 quarters were dominated scoring-wise by the Warriors, going 33-26 in the first, going 24-23 in the second, 28-27 in the third, and 23-22 in the fourth. So the first period was a blowout. First quarter was a blowout. But the second, third, and fourth were all by 1 point. But that's all you need. You have the good start, and all you need is to keep dominating in the rest of the game, and you find yourself winning. You can't lose in the first quarter and try to come back because it's so hard. You've seen that in the past 6 games where the Warriors don't take up offensively in the first quarter, and they ended up just falling apart from there. So they dominated the whole game, and I have no clue if it was the fact that the 10,000 bobbleheads were being given out on that day for him, or the fact that he was on the rumor to being traded to New Orleans for Eric Gordon. But Klay Thompson stepped up big, came out of nowhere with 28 points, which I believe is a team high for that game. Came out with 28 points. Lee went 19 for 11 rebounds. Curry had 20 points, and it just seemed like the team was back together. Lee was back to his double-double usual with the rebounds and the points, and Klay seemed like the Klay that we all knew and loved that drops bucket after bucket after bucket. And that's the Klay we want. That's the Klay we like to see, and that's the Klay we want to see produced for this team in the future to take us to the next level, which would be the playoffs. So watching this Warriors team win for the first time in a long time was a great feeling, and I love seeing it because it's been so long. I'm at the point now where I'm used to seeing the Warriors win after this season, after how good they have been this season. I'm used to seeing them win, and this whole stretch of them going down has been tough, and I can admit that because from what I've seen, the team just does not look the same going down that stretch. Now, the next game is going to be a key – I say it's a key game to step up and show that you belong in the Western Conference playoffs. They go against the San Antonio Spurs on Friday at Oracle Arena. It is a key game because they're facing the top team, the best team with the best record in the NBA. Not the Western Conference, but the NBA. So you beat this team. And the Warriors have beat good teams before, a.k.a. the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oakland. Also, too, the Miami Heat in Miami. So there's no doubt that the Warriors could come up, step up in Oracle Arena against with a sold-out crowd, because you know it's going to be sold out for multiple reasons, not the fact that it is the first game that they are bringing. They're debuting the gold jerseys. The gold short sleeve jersey. And I'll get more into that later with the game preview. I have some things about that. But it's the fact that it is against the best team. And then, you know, you have a sold out crowd. This Warriors, it's a good team that's coming up. They need the fan local support. And it's going to be sold out. I have a good feeling it's going to be sold out. And it's going to be a great game. And I have a good feeling that the Warriors will... they will win. I was gonna hold it till the end of the game. I was gonna hit not end of the game, but end of this segment and go to the preview. I was like, no, I'm gonna just tell you now. They're gonna win. They will win. So, you know, let's get into a couple game previews. Hold on, let me give myself a drink. Ah, there we go. All right, so. Let's start with the Golden State Warriors. We're still on the subject of basketball. Golden State Warriors face the San Antonio Spurs tonight at 7:30 on ESPN. I believe it is 7:30. Let me check. ESPN. Go over at 7:30. Yep, 7:30 will be the Golden State Warriors against the San Antonio Spurs at Oakland. Last time the San Antonio faced the Warriors was on January 18th, and they lost 95-88. And hopefully this time it's a little bit different, and the Warriors come out strong, coming off the first win in a while, and they keep that momentum up. And if the key players, especially the bench, come up like Jared Jack and start dropping buckets and keeping his team alive from the bench, then... there's no doubt that this Warriors team can beat the San Antonio Spurs. They're facing the Spurs, who are 44-12, are the best record in the NBA, like I mentioned before. And also, too, it is the first game of the Warriors that they are debuting the gold short-sleeve jerseys. The first ever basketball team to ever wear short-sleeve jerseys in history. And I have a couple themes about that, because I've come up to people, but people come to me and they talk to me about it, and they're like, it's ugly, or that it's probably going out as one of the ugliest jerseys of all time. And you know what? I have nothing to say about how ugly the jerseys are, because it's something new. Everything is new, and we're not used to something new. We're used to the usual basketball jersey tank top style, you know? But when someone wears that, like, let's take Dwight Howard, for example. He wears the basketball jersey, but then wears a short-sleeve Under Armour jersey under that, or Under Armour shirt. So basically, aren't you wearing a short-sleeve shirt? Some players actually do this, and the Warriors said, you know what, instead of doing all that, why don't we just have the short-sleeve in general change, and it's something different. Would I wear it? I have to see how the team looks in general wearing it. You know, how, like, I'm using David Lee as a model for me right now. If he looks good in it, then I might buy it. Because, you know, David Lee is white, I'm white. So, but I think, I honestly like the jerseys. And I hope they keep it. It's something different, it's something new, and it can't be as ugly as the Miami Heat alternative jersey. Have you seen those things? Those look like a Chicago Bulls jersey. The classic. The red and the black numbers with the white coming in the background. It honestly looks like a Bulls jersey. And I swear to God, the first time I saw them wear that, I thought they were trying to be like the Chicago Bulls. And I that's all I have to say. I just, and that thing can be more uglier than that. I like the Warriors jerseys. I like the gold short sleeves. I think it's something different. And you know what? I won't be shocked if people start liking them and start wearing them too. New things are bad. They're not really. No one likes new getting used to new things. But sooner or later, you get used to it and you like it. You start wearing it. You start saying, you know what? This ain't a bad jersey. You start wearing it everywhere. People give you compliments and say how cool it is. You got yourself a good jersey. And let's get into the last part of the show, this last segment, a game preview for the Sharks and the Chicago Bulls. Puck drops at 5:30 tonight at Chicago. It's funny because they face each other three times this season, and this will be the third time that Chicago is facing the San Jose Sharks, and they've done all three games, the whole season series, in the span of 18 days. And the Chicago Blackhawks have taken two of the games and looked at go for the clean sweep. So any matter ways, whoever wins today, the Chicago Blackhawks have won the season series. Whoop-de-doo, who cares? San Jose will be facing against Emory once again. Last time they faced them was again. It was in Chicago last Friday, like I mentioned, 4-1. They lost with Emory in the net to top it all off. And the Sharks are still going against a team that is still looking for the first regulation loss. And I think the Sharks can do it. I think the Sharks can end their streak at 16 points and have them tied with the Anaheim Ducks. And I think the Sharks, if Niemi is on base, and I think he'll be starting that game. I think he'll be starting this game. But if Niemi is on base, the defense is on base, and also, too, key players like Patrick Marleau start stepping up, Joe Pavelski, Ryan Klo, Dan Boyle, and even Tim Kennedy. If he starts stepping up, then, you know, you have nothing to worry about. I think, honestly, I have the Sharks beating Chicago 3-1. I am putting three goals against Emory. I don't care how good he was in last Friday. It is just today. I think the Sharks beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1. And I think this is a key game for San Jose to win because they are 6 points behind in the Pacific Division during their seven-game losing streak. And they're 6 games behind the Anaheim Ducks, who are on fire right now with their key goalies like Hiller and Fastman. And there's no stopping them. So like I mentioned before, Hossa is questionable. And make sure you guys watch both these games tonight. 5:30 for the Sharks and 7:30 for the Warriors. Both. By the time the Sharks game is over, the Warriors game will be starting. These are both good games to watch, and it's going to be great games to watch, too, at the same time. The Sharks need a win. The Warriors need a win. The Warriors need to get back into the playoff talk and get into the fifth or fourth rank where they belong. The Sharks, on the other hand, need to get back on offensively and get back into first place in the Pacific Division. It doesn't have to be third place or second place or first place in the Western Conference. I really could care less. They need the Pacific Division. So with that being said, make sure you watch them 7:30 for the Warriors on CSN Bay Area or ESPN, wherever you are watching it from. And San Jose versus Chicago, 5:30 puck drops on CSN California. Make sure to watch that. Besides that, I will see you guys Monday maybe Monday. I will put it on my Twitter. If you haven't followed me on Twitter at CafusCo20. I'll put on my Twitter saying when I'll be doing my next show. So it'll be a game preview and a game recap for one of these teams. So with that being said, my name is Cody Rodriguez. Make sure you tell all your friends that are listening to the show. Get me out there. I'm still on the quest for top 10 in Podomatic right now on podcast. I've been going down lately, so for me not putting shows up lately. So make sure you listen up, guys. And if you have anything to say, let me know. let me know your feelings and how you feel about these two teams right now. And as you know, this Bay Area teams in general, spring training starts today, games start today. Tell me how it feels to be an A's fan, how it feels to be a Giants fan going into the 2013 season, how you feel like it's going in. Or if you're a Niners fan, let me know how you, what do you think about Alex Smith and what you should do with him. Or if you're a Raider fan, who do you want the draft on the first pick? Do you want a defensive guard or do you want an offensive guard? Let me know. And if you're a Warriors fan, let me know and think what do you think the Warriors should do to keep this team stable in the ongoing future, and do you think this team has a chance in the playoffs in the 2013 season? And with the Shark, if you're a Sharks fan, let me know if you think that the Sharks have a good chance of winning the Stanley Cup this year. I know all of you guys are going to say yes, and I'll even say yes. So but that being said, my name is Kurt Rodriguez. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoy the show, and I'll be seeing you guys very soon. Bye.